Hi everyone, welcome to Module 1. This is establishing your baseline measurements. Now the big thing that you need to do before you start any program is finding out your current activity level. And what exactly is your current activity level? You have to check out the following categories that we're going to give you to see which one describes you the best. And the category that fits you is the one that you're going to use for your level of vibration training. But remember again, if you're starting off in the lowest category, which is called the sedentary category, and you feel that the exercises are getting too easy, feel free to go on into the next category. You don't need to stay at one level all the time. You can go 1 week on a higher level, and then the other week you can go on a lower level. It depends upon your comfort level and your fitness and activity levels. So let's get you started, and let's go through the four different activity levels. First activity level is the sedentary. Now sedentary, as you can see here, is sitting all day, either work, school, or home. Sitting is usually greater than 4 hours at any one time. You haven't really started any regular exercise program like walking, weight training, or vibration. Your job typically is a desk job. You're pretty much a homemaker or a student. You may have exercised in the past, but you haven't exercised in 6 months or more. Now, a lot of people look at this and they look at the picture and they says, you know, that's not me. That's a funny picture of a guy, a lazy guy sitting on the couch doing nothing. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people out there that fit the sedentary activity level and don't even know it. You may be at work all day and you may think, well, I'm not a sedentary. I don't sit in front of the TV all day. But you may actually sit for longer than 4 hours at any one time. If you do that, nowadays it's a health disease called sitting disease, where sitting for anything longer than that actually produces a lot of detrimental effects regardless of if you start exercise or not. So when we're talking about sedentary, we're not talking about being lazy, we're just talking about being in an environment where you're not moving a lot. So if that describes you, start in the sedentary level. The next level we have is called lightly active. Now, in this category, you sit most of the day, but you've started some form of exercise program. However, your exercise mostly consists of just walking or stretching. Your job involves some sitting and a little bit of standing. You tend to drive to work and rarely take the stairs. You may also be a stay-at-home mom that does household work, but spends most of your time with your kids inside the house rather than in any outdoor activities. If you do go to the gym, it's usually less than 2 times per week for an hour or less. And again, these activity levels are designed to get you started in the right level of vibration training, because from our experience, we know that people are either conditioned or not conditioned to start an exercise program. And some people will be pleasantly surprised that with vibration, people rapidly move up levels quite quickly. When I start with regular training, weight training, or other forms of activity, I find it's a lot slower to move people up. So if you fit this level, don't worry. Keep pushing yourself, and as you start, you should start noticing that you're going to get stronger and feeling better. And the next level is the active level. You've been exercising for the last 6 months. You try to take time out of your day at least 3 times per week to exercise. You also are conscious of getting up and moving about during the day. Your job involves a lot of standing during the day, as in a retail salesperson or a mailman. You may be a stay-at-home mom, but you're involved in your children's activities outside the house. So again, we do see a lot of people with osteoporosis or osteopenia or worried about osteoporosis that are in the active level. Even though they're in the active level, they may feel that their bone density has been decreasing over time, consistently year after year, and don't know why. So even if that's you, you have to understand vibration is a new stimulus. It's not just vibration that we're going to look at. We're going to look at a lot of different things that you can do to maintain and stay at this active level. But finding out the activities, other activities that you may start doing, which will be beneficial to you in the long term. And the last level we have here is the athletic level. You're involved in either a regular training sports program or work in a job that involves physical labor, such as a construction worker. You're at a stay-at-home mom that spends most of the day doing active home duties. You also participate in sports with your children. You go out running with your children, biking, hockey, basketball. You participate pretty well. You're in a very athletic environment. Now, when we add this level to osteoporosis, some people say, well, if somebody's pretty athletic, why are they wanting to start an osteoporosis program? One of the main reasons is that even though you're athletic and you're moving around and doing a lot of stuff, you may not be doing the right activities, or you may be doing the same activities over and over again so that your body has accommodated to it. Your body's gotten used to it, and it's not producing the positive stresses on your bones as they used to. So for you in the athletic level, there's a lot of people out there with osteoporosis or osteopenia that are very athletic, and we're going to go through that also and show you how vibration is just another great stimulus that you can utilize. One of the other baseline measurements is your bone density results. Got to find out when's the last time you've had your bone density results. If you really want to get a lot out of your program and really see everything factually, getting your most recent bone density results is probably the best thing to do. Additionals to these results, we have sheets provided in a PDF file that you can print out, and you can fill in the blank spaces. Keep a copy of the results with the date of the examination, and you can also keep a copy of the real results also. Now remember, guys, this is all about setting goals. We've developed an OsteoVive program checklist that's included in our PDF files that you can print out. And those are some of the goals that we've written down that a lot of our patients and clients have been writing down, have been following over the years. We want you to take a good look at this. Don't try to just look at it and throw it away, or just, you know, look at it and say, yeah, that's me. Write it down. Print it out. It's all about committing it to paper. It's all about looking at it. Put it up on your fridge. You can put it up anywhere where you can see it every day. Some of our checklists is things, you know, some people say, I want to increase bone density in my hips. That's a goal. Some people have goals of increasing their balance. Some people have goals of increasing their overall strength. They want to be more flexible. They want to have more energy. Do you want to lose weight and increase your bone density? Do you want to feel less pain? Do you want to increase your bone density in your spine? What about your wrist? See, the whole reason that we have all these goals and writing them down and seeing them visually all the time, every day, is that as you start going through your program, you're going to see what your real goals are. And then you're going to gravitate towards programs that you're going to find out that that's the program for you. That's the direction you want to go. So if you're doing your program and you're finding some of the exercises we're giving you is not helping you achieve your goal, then definitely